Cathedral will open their first drive. They have two receivers off to the left. That is Jack Lupo and Steve Wilson out. Pimentel under center in I formation. In motion is Lupo, and he comes into the backfield. Hand off right side. Now Pimentel's going to keep it. He's running the option. He's got a gain to the right side. Pimentel picks up 7 on the carry. The keeper, the quarterback keeper on that play, a nice little opening drive there for Cathedral to start off this game.
Looks like Jordan Chapman got in on that tackle with some others. Big gang tackle for the Calmer Greyhounds. Once Pimentel made his cut, the Greyhounds were all over him.
Cathedral comes out here for their second play. Pimentel will be under center, I formation. One receiver far side left. It is Sean Collins. One receiver right, I formation, two tight ends. Pimentel fakes the snap and will go straight down. The Greyhounds got him in the backfield. He tripped trying to make that same move on the option, and Carmel got him in the backfield.
Nose tackle, Eric Vogel. Great job of sticking his nose in there and stopping Pimentel, and no gain on the play there. And it's going to be third down for the Cathedral Irish, and 3 to go.
A big third down, as you mentioned. Number 25 is Sean Collins. He has checked out of the ball game for another receiver. Third and 3 is your situation. 10:56 to go here in the first period of play. Neither team has scored here on opening night. I formation, one tight end. He's offset left. Two receivers on each side. Pimentel takes the snap. He'll keep it. He's rolling right side. Fires over the middle. He's got his pass complete to Jack Doyle, and that'll be enough for a Cathedral first down up to the 36-yard line.
And Scott Danke comes up to make the stop from the safety position on that play. Nice flare out, though, by the Cathedral Irish there. Bootleg, and Andrew Pimentel, nice pass on the run there.
So Cathedral passes their first test on offense. They'll have another set of downs, ball on their own 36-yard line. That first down marker's at the 46. Pimentel with the I formation, one tight end. He's off right, two receivers set. Pimentel bows under center Retigliano. In motion now is the wide receiver. Pimentel takes a snap, fakes it, now pitches outside, and Walthall's hit in the backfield, and he's going to lose maybe a yard. He was hit behind. Forward progression might get him back to the beginning of that offensive line. A great stop for Carmel there.
Joe Rippey, great job coming up to the safety from the safety position to make that initial hit and slow the ball carrier down, and kind of jiggled away from him, but the rest of the Greyhounds pounced on him and didn't let him gain a yard.
Ian McCarty is out. Ian McCarty is in, rather. Mark Moss is out, so Carmel going with a little lighter on defense. Carmel is going to be running a 5-2 here. O'Banion's on the outside. Two tight ends set, two receivers, and two backs. Pimentel takes a snap. Play action fakes. He's going to throw. Steps up. Looks. Throws over the middle. It is tipped and intercepted. Carmel's got the ball. And Carmel has intercepted the pass. A great play there.
And Joe Rippey makes the interception for the Carmel Greyhounds. And the whole crowd is going wild. The team is going wild. And Joe Rippey with the first interception of the year for the Carmel Greyhounds. And the Greyhounds will receive it on the 45 of Cathedral. What a change of events here at Carmel.
What a great start to this ball game. Cathedral gets a first down, a stop on defense, and they get that turnover. Joe Rippey with the first interception of the year. So we'll see this Carmel unit come out. Carmel will be running a no-huddle offense, so it's going to be really quick.
And that was Rippey's first interception on the year. First interception for the Greyhounds team this year, and gives the Greyhounds great field position here.
Carmel's going to open up in the shotgun. Newton's got King off with him to the left. Two tight ends set with two receivers. Artiolo near side, Brewer far side. Newton will take the snap. He's going to run in and hand the ball. No, he faked it to King, and Newton's all alone. He's to the 30, 20, 15, 10, 5, and on the first play of Carmel's offensive season, they get a touchdown, Greyhounds. Morgan Newton faked everybody, including both sides of the stands, and already with just 9:25 to go in this first period of play, Carmel is on the board. How about that to open the season?
Oh, my good night. The Greyhounds blowing it out of the gates. Can you believe it? First play, and the Greyhounds get in the end zone from nearly midfield. That is the way to start off the season on offense, and that is the potent offense we are talking about.
Now for the extra point. Corey Kemps will be kicking. Nate Beachy is the holder. Snap is there. It's down. The kick is on the way, and he made it. So Carmel starts out flawless on offense. One play, 46 yards, and a touchdown run for Morgan Newton. What a great start there, and you've really got to credit that offensive line for really selling those blocks off to the right side. A great start for Morgan Newton. He had everybody fooled, as I mentioned, and he ran untouched into the end zone.